submit projects for PDAPAP 2 using the website that was created by the PDA team, task team. However, for the SADC region, we've noticed that there's low submission of projects. So I just want to urge our SADC member states who are connected to the webinar to expedite the process of submitting regional projects for the PDAPAP 2. And the reason why we have this webinar is definitely to give us guidance, or if we have challenges and issues in terms of submitting this the projects, those issues can be clarified so that we at least have a good amount of projects that are submitted for this purpose. So I'll urge everybody to be participative and ask questions that that will help us support the process. And with me, of course, there's a team of program officers from the SADC Secretariat. We have the Senior Program Officer Energy, Senior Program Officer Water, Senior Program Officer ICT, and we also have the transport officers on the logged into the webinar, and who also are there to support the four sectors that that are under the PDAPAP 2 process. So with those few words, I think it's over to you, Krishna, so that you take us through. Thank you.
Thank you, Edwin. Thank you for this introduction. So colleagues, welcome. As I said, the first step is registration. So can you all see the screen, the PDAPAP 2 homepage? Charlie, is the PDAPAP 2, can you see the PDAPAP 2 homepage now?
Yes, Krishna, I can see it.
Perfect. Okay, so this is the website, the key website for communication, submission, discussions, etc. So I'll run through this and then we will then go for the question and answer. So this is the homepage, and we have sent the link, the guidelines, and the chat box. Those who are not registered, please register. You don't need to be a focal point to register. You can have what we call the sectoral focal points rights, which will give you access to view only, but not to submit. So we invite everybody to register, because this is the only way to see what's happening, to look at the projects, and then to start discussions around the projects. So let me maybe first show you the registered users. So maybe this is a view that you don't have, but it's good to see actually how it works. So this is the list of people who are registered, and as and when they are registered. So right now we have somebody from SADC, actually Senior Mr. Lusanda Batala, National Planning Secretariat. So the first thing we do actually is that we upgrade. So this is how we do this. So we provide, for example, the basic access is the sectoral focal point, and then SADC, and then I update. So now this person will, once I do this, this person will have full access to the to view, at least to view. And if there's a need to upgrade, so there are four levels, as you see here. One is the sectoral focal point, which gives view-only access. Then you have national focal points. For example, I just upgraded Mr. Moses from SADC Secretariat to national, so this will enable him to submit. But there are only a few people who have the REC focal point access, which gives them the right to supervise, to monitor, to change anything in the SADC region, SADC, all projects in their REC. So these are for the users. Then in terms of project submission, in this tab menu here, these are the proposed projects. So once you are registered, you will have access to this. So This is the list of projects. And if you want, right now we have 53 projects submitted. So down here you can increase, you can view all the projects, and you have a filter here. So the projects are filtered by, sorted by energy sector, ICT sector, water sector. We have now 5. Yesterday we had 4 from water and 17 from transport. Then by region, central, eastern, northern, southern, etc. And then by REC. So just a quick reminder, projects are submitted. These are regional PDAPAP2 projects. So they are always submitted through a REC. Okay, so it has to be part of a REC master plan or validated by a REC. And then, but the selection of for the shortlist will be done on the basis of the region. So the region here is the southern region. So within the southern region, you have some projects will be submitted by SADC, some will be submitted by COMESA. And right now we have 14 projects submitted. So you clicking here, you will see these. This is the list of 14 projects from SADC. So the REC here is SADC. And if you want to sort them further by country, you can click here on member states. So you will see the Angola appearing first, and then at the end you will see Mozambique, Tanzania, etc. So this is how this thing works. And as if they are missing information, that is mandatory fields are missing, then the project will be highlighted as draft. So the color is like highlighted light brown and draft. As soon as all the mandatory fields are complete, it becomes normal color. And as soon as the REC validates the project, it becomes green. So the color, the background changes to green. So this is how the website works. So for you, what is important, let's choose one of the projects. So, okay, let's choose this one, rehabilitation of railway access, etc. So this is a transport. So you click on the link here. It takes you to the actual project. So there are 3 parts in the project. So the title is here, and then the sector, subsector, so transport, rail, and the countries. So this links Angola to DRC. The region is Southern Africa and Central Africa. So this is an example of a project that crosses 2 regions. The beneficiary countries are the 2 countries, and it's a SADC project. And the institution driving the project is the Ministry of Transport, DRC. Then the next tab will give you access to all the details of the project. So the source, the brief description, objectives, location. And then here in this case, they have uploaded this fish project, which is the SADC fish, SADC summary. Any documents you have, feasibility studies, ENS studies, etc., can be uploaded here. Eventually you can concatenate them, make them one document and upload them here. And here this function is very interesting, but unfortunately hasn't been used yet. It's a moderated comment system. So basically anybody who wants to raise a question, ask a question, for example, the project owner. Who is the project owner? You just click here, you will see these are the 2 project owners. So in this case, there is an additional contact, but in this case, the same person has put his name as the additional contact. So it's Jules Basubi, etc., who is the responsible for this project. So he's the main contact point. So he could, for example, put a comment, ask a question, or ask a peer review. We could say, could you please review the project? Or if he has a doubt and he needs some advice or some comments from colleagues, maybe from other regions, he can post it here. It's a bit supposed actually. And it's a moderated post. So this comes to us, then we validate the question. It appears public here. And then you can either reply to this, or you can start a new thread. Somebody can initiate a new discussion by starting a new thread. A bit like Facebook, you're all familiar with this. So this is how the submission process works. So you will see here the guidelines in English, French. It's now available in Portuguese. So our colleagues from Mozambique We haven't posted it yet, but it's formatted, but we really made it to you. So these are the guidelines for submission. Then you have, okay, how do you go back here? I need to go back here. Then we have here the actual submission form. So to submit projects, you need at least to have national focal point rights. So this is where there is a big discussion. This is the core of today's session. We need to agree, and as we discussed in Gaborone, for those who are in Gaborone, and George was there actually, George was representing SADC, and it was made very clear that SADC has a preference for bottom-up, so country ownership. So, and this is what happened actually. So the country focal points, most of them, or those who requested, were given national focal point access rights, which enable them to submit the projects, as you've just seen. And then finally, the relevant REC focal point, sectoral focal point, will validate the project. So this is what the national focal point would see when he clicks on project submission. He will see basic information. So he types the project title, he types the sector, and depending on the sector chosen, the subsector appears. And then the member states, beneficiary countries, the RECs, and their institution, and then the next screen. Unfortunately, to move to the next, you need to complete the first one. So the next is what I showed you for completed projects, description, etc. And then finally, the project contacts. And this is the review stage where the validation takes place, the step number 4 here. So this is for submission. In this download section, you can download all the documents, the reports. So these are the basic reports, and these are the reference guides, actually. If you have a doubt about criteria, etc., the first source of information is here. Please go here, read the relevant section. Maybe the answer is there. Otherwise, there is also a frequently asked questions, which is in the homepage, actually. It's public. It's public in the homepage. And here you will see the archiving of all reports, all presentations, full presentations made in Abuja, in Libreville, Gaborone, Addis, all the presentations made in the thematic. Everything is posted here, English and French were available, so you can download. Then you have the events section. So here in under events, webinar schedule. So when you click on the webinar schedule, you will see the upcoming webinar. So today's webinar is here, 3rd of June. You have the Zoom link, the password, etc. And we have the tomorrow one is already posted, and we will send soon the links for next week, which is the financing, etc. And if you've missed, you can here go to the past webinars, and we have the recordings of all the webinars since the 21st of April to now are posted. So this conversation also is being recorded, and it will be posted tomorrow. Queries, so this is where you can contact us. This is the private channel. If you have a question that you don't want to make public, you can use this. It comes to us, and then we can reply privately to you. The other channel I showed you, the comments per project, is more or less a public channel. So you can choose which one, and this is the link to VPIC website. So I think I'll stop here for the presentation. This summarizes the main functions you need to know about the website. And this is the only way, actually. There's no other way to submit projects than through this process we just described. So maybe we can switch to question and answer sessions. Charlie, are there any hands raised or questions in the chat box about, anything not clear about the process, the criteria, etc., which we can quickly address so that we can move to the actual projects?
No, Krishna, there's no comments. I think we can move forward.
Okay. Edvan, is there anything you want to raise at this point in terms of process, criteria, so that we can dive into the actual projects?
Yes, Krishna. I think I have two comments. The first one is on the national focal points rights. What I've observed is that you have a list of focal points, and those are the ones that would then give the rights when they do the registration. But in my, what I've observed is that people that are actually registering and trying to submit projects might not be part of that list. So I don't know how you can relax this requirement so that those that are not do not have these rights can also submit projects, because then we're going to have a good number of projects that are going to be submitted, even if a person is not not part of the national focal points contacts. And as SADC, we also had our own regional infrastructure development master plan focal points who co-opted in this process because they also did then submit project fishes for various projects in the same four sectors. And because they have already, we've already started a process with them, it might be easier for them to also do the submission of the projects because they also have the project fishes. So then it would be ideal that these rights are maybe relaxed for them to do that. And some projects, and my second question will be on the projects that we did submit, that maybe I took it upon myself to do the submission. Basically, like the one that you did show for the transport project, I think I added the project, and the system required me to add both the main and additional contacts. So that's why you could see on that contact that we had the same name, because I just had to repeat, because on the project fish, that was the only name that I had in terms of the contact for the project. And I did that because then we are running out of time. I'm glad that the deadline has been extended to the 30th of June, but so that the SADC could have some projects, then I had to just submit some of the projects on behalf of the SADC member states. So those are my two comments for now.
Okay. Thank you, Edvan. Actually, wait a second. Actually, we have already relaxed this process. So you, as the REC focal point, okay, so if we look at access level here, yeah, you already have REC focal points for SADC. And what we've done is that we've given you the right actually to upgrade. So this is here. Actually, four people have, not only you, there's Dumsani, there's George, and yeah. So these people, the three of you, today have REC focal point access. And with this access, you can actually do all this. You can do everything which I do, actually, which the administrator does. So you can upgrade people, you can raise them to up to REC level. So you can appoint more people at REC level. You can appoint anybody to national focal point, anybody to sectoral. You can downgrade people also if you don't want people to have access, or once they finished doing their work, they can then go back to sectoral. So you three people, George, Dumsani, and yourself, already have these rights. So you can manage this, actually. It's very flexible, actually. It's extremely flexible. You can anytime decide to upgrade and then tell the people, go on, please proceed with your thing. I've upgraded you to So it's already done. So we communicated this, but maybe it was not too. We didn't stress on this too much, but this has already been done since a few weeks already. Okay, Edvan, does that answer the question?
I think my point was not on us from the SADC Secretariat, but for the national focal points from the member states. But somehow you've answered it that we can also upgrade them.
Yes.
But we thought because this is your system, it's best they upgraded from your end.
No,
from the Secretariat.
Krishna.
Yes.
I think in essence what should happen is let Edvan tell his guys that they can register in the system.
Yeah.
And then have access to sort of submitting their yes. projects.
Yeah. This is what
Sorry.
Has been
Hi.
Doing.
Hi.
Hi.
Who's speaking?
It's Hanif Ibrahim, South Africa.
Yes.
Thank you, colleagues. Thank you, Edvan, and thank you, Krishna.
Yeah.
I actually wanted to underline the point that Krishna just made. In the case of South Africa, for example, I've been involved as the PETA focal point at AU level, and I wanted to propose the addition of more projects, three more. And so the point that Krishna made is very important, that it would allow. I see Lusanda is registered for South Africa. And I think in the way you've answered it now, Mr. Edvan, is that I could be added as a focal point for South Africa and for the SADC region. Is that correct?
Yes. Actually, this is what we just said. You know, there are two things. There is the formal official focal point, which was appointed through the diplomatic channel, through the government channels. So this is the very formal process whereby AUC wrote the note verbal, etc., to the government, to all the countries, and they appointed the ministries, appointed the official formal country focal point. Yes, definitely. So we strive to maintain this database, and in most cases it is very formal, and if there are any changes, they tell us, please, this person has been replaced that by another person, etc. But as I said, today we have more than 200 people registered, and many of them are not the official focal points, but they are the people, the assistants, the people who receive training in our workshops, etc. So we have a very inclusive process because this is a platform for discussion, for people to download information. It's very, very flexible, very open. And the aim is to kind of build capacity for people to understand the process and contribute to the process. So to answer your question, if you have any difficulty, this is the importance of communication. Just write to us. First thing, you need to register, actually. If you don't register, actually, we don't see you. We don't know you have a problem. You do not have access to all this data, to all these power presentations and reports. And we don't know that you have an issue. So the first step is to register. Then you can use these contact us functions. You can write us a mail, etc., on the PIDAPAP2 email address. We will immediately respond to you, upgrade, answer your question, etc. So I think that is the first process we need to know. And that question of who is the focal point, etc., we can then clarify with you. And then you can clarify with your ministry if need be to clarify. But in any case, we strive to maintain actually the official focal points as national. These are the persons who have the national focal point rights. And exceptionally, Krishna. Yes.
Okay, I think what we just sum up the thing is, Edvan, tell your guys to register. Since they are the master plan focal point, then you have the rights to designate them so that they can submit their projects. So can we just go ahead with that?
Yes, okay, good. Perfect. So if we do not have any other questions or hands raised about the process, Can we move to the projects? So then let's move to the projects. So we come here under projects, proposed projects. So you will see, okay, this is the list of 53 projects. So we need to activate the filter. Then we need to focus on SADC here. So the 17 SADC projects are here, listed here. If we want to see all of them, we click 25. So this is the list of 17 SADC projects. So should we run through each of them and then address any issues that we may have? Edwin, what is your, are you okay with this process?
Sorry, Krishna, you can go ahead, please.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Okay, so the first here is on Lesotho Lowlands Water Supply. It's still draft for a reason, because some critical information is missing. It's from Lesotho. So if we go in this project, okay, so this is okay. In terms of strategic information, so you see, this is the problem. This is why it's dropped, because at this stage it is still empty. This part has not been filled, and the person, the contact point, is Mr. Motoho from Lesotho. I think he's connected. Yes, Mr. Motoho, go on. We can hear you.
Please, yes, indeed, this one is a very zero draft. Maybe on the Lesotho water projects, we could look at the other projects for now.
But do we want to, actually, this is, at some point, we need to clean the database, actually. And you also have the right to do this. Huh? If you have national focal point, you can actually delete projects, remove them, or the REC can do them. So we don't mind leaving it here. But at some point, if you decide that this will not be be validated later, you could then decide to just delete the project so that we have a clean database. So the other one is the we need to go wait. So
go to that one.
I need to filter again here.
Krishna.
Yes.
Krishna.
Yes. Go ahead.
If you go back to that project.
Yes.
Look at the fourth page, the data.
Yeah.
If we look, the first one, just look at this basic information.
Yeah.
If we look at the because we're not just looking at individual country projects, it's regional projects.
Yes.
So if you look at member states or beneficiaries,
yeah, there's only one.
There is only one. So if you look at that, and judging by the criteria, you ask yourself, is this a project that's going to qualify or not?
Okay, good point. But I think we can also have the same discussion for a real, as Mr. Motoho said, maybe this is a very draft project. They have not completed it yet. But you have a good point. And we will see this in the other case, actually. There is a project on ICT e-governance from Lesotho also. We will run for this, and we will have the same question, actually. We need to be able to demonstrate either it's in the REC master plan, it benefits several countries, it has a regional integration dimension, or it's not in the master plan, but it has an agreement signed that the beneficiary countries participate in the project and agree on the project. So maybe let's go to a more complete project and then on water, and then we can test this criteria, actually, the regional criteria. So the next one, which would be relevant, if we go to SADC here, would be, let's take a water project. Okay, this one, Lesotho Botswana Water Transfer Project. Okay. So in this case, yes, this answers, this is what Abdu was referring to. Water transfer from Botswana, Lesotho, South Africa, so member states, regional project. And then if you look at the details, I've looked at it, it's definitely a very sound water project. It's from ORASECOM and it's within the SADC framework. The cost is there, it's at pre-feasibility stage, and that all the details are given. So in this case, who is doing this? Mr. Ulala, what is this?
I did, Krishna.
Okay, who? No, I think I lost, I was showing something and then it switched to something else. I don't know why. Yes, this one. Okay, so these are the, yeah, okay, so Mr. Motoho and somebody from the Lowland Supply Scheme, Ministry of Water, Lesotho. Okay. So in this case, if no other additional information is required and you don't want to raise any comments or peer review process, whatever, actually your SADC water focal point could then look at this project and clear the regional dimension, eligibility criteria, and have a quick look at the content and then just validate the project. So there is a button when you go to the step four in the submission, and those who have the REC focal point rights will see this button. It will only be visible obviously for those who have the rights, and then they just go and validate, and that turns the project green background, then you know that this project is validated. So this is done once you're happy and you don't want to come back again to the project. Okay, so let's go back now to, does this work like this? Yeah, let's see. Okay. So let's look at another one, which is the hydro project from Namibia. Here, so hydro projects, so two countries, Angola, Namibia. Strategic alignment is fairly complete. There's even documents uploaded, feasibility stage. And this project is from colleagues from NamPower. So basically this is a straightforward project, which the energy focal point of SADC can go ahead and complete and validate. So we have quite a few, actually I must say some quite a few ready projects actually that require very little to really validate them. So, that's it. I see a project is green. So somebody has just validated this Lesotho e-government. So was that George actually? George, did you just validate the project?
Yes, I did, Krishna. Thanks.
Good, George. But then let's look at this project. There was a question when I looked at the project. So let's look at the contacts. So Mr. Ulala.
Yeah, it's me, Khiba Masiv.
Yes. Mr. Khiba. Yeah. I'm having an issue with this. When I go to this thing, it jumps to this page. I need to address this. So in this case, the question which was raised is this a regional project? Because this is an e-government project in Lesotho. And the question I asked yesterday, the member state here, yeah, this is the good example. The member state is only indicated as Lesotho. It's an e-government project And maybe Mr. Kiba, maybe you can guide us. You can talk about this, and George also. How would you qualify for the regional criteria here?
Yes, it is. I can say that it's also a regional project. What happened is that the e-government here, we are meaning that we are trying to make sure that we are providing the online services. For example, now like traders license, during this project we have managed, for example, we have managed to make sure that people from South Africa, they can apply a license, traders license from South Africa. So somehow, even though it's a national project, but at the end, somebody from outside the country can even try to get some online service wherever he is. In fact, like now, somebody is trying to apply a license in America, industry license. There are so many online services that we have tried to promote under this project. Apart from that, we are working on the telecommunication towers to increase the internet penetration. So in that regard, somebody even from outside can even try to get whatever he wants inside Lesotho. Even somebody in Lesotho can communicate with somebody outside Lesotho. So that's okay. Why we are saying that.
The other question I had when we look at the appraisal report from AFDB, it's dated 2013. So has this started yet? The project, has it started?
Yes, that it has started. We will be closing very soon. We are in the finishing touches. I think by end of this year, it will be completed.
Okay, good. So maybe I'll ask my, yeah?
And then there's going to be another one, which is phase two, which is it's a continuation of that project, of the phase one project. Whereby we are saying that we are trying to work on to make sure that we have this online services, increase the internet penetrations and stuff like that, and also okay. To improve our data centers to yeah. Make them attractive.
So what I would ask my colleagues, actually the task force members, Abdu and maybe Suila, who is also connected, I guess, please have a look at this project and guide Mr. Kiba and George from SADC whether this project would meet the regional criteria, the eligibility criteria in terms of regional project. Second, my second pro question is if it's already started, and nearly through, should we then be, I mean, can this be submitted under PIDAPAP2 if it's a project that is already, you know, well underway, and shouldn't we be focusing on rather on the phase two?
I think Krishna, as he explained, the phase one is almost completed in terms of the network. The data center, virtually, it's you can either position it as national or regional. Either way, depending on whether there are any internet exchange points. The surrounding countries can also benefit from okay. It in terms of the availability of capacity and storage that can be sold to other countries within the region, rather than them storing in the US or in the UK
okay.
Or outside. So it can also be used, it depends on the access rights. But as they say, they've highlighted the beneficiary countries within yeah. The region, so it can be utilized and seen as a regional project.
Perfect. Good. Okay. And as you said, maybe the during the project implementation phase, you could work out the details of the gaps or what needs to be done to complete the project and make beneficial use of this. I can see there are two hands which are raised. Zebele and George. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, go on, Zebele.
Yeah, to me, Salim Zebele, SADC Secretariat.
Yeah.
Two quick ones. They both relate to the water water projects. The first one is to highlight that even though these are joint projects, they are submitted from by one country. So we will consult with them such that the contracts include both countries for those which are joint projects. I assume that is in order. Then the second one, it's a bit of a strategic question to the PIDA team. In relation to the water discipline or projects, the description that is here is saying transboundary water, which is suggestive now of elimination of island states. So you'd better guide there. We are going ahead, otherwise from our end, to still assume these will be candidate projects from the island states as part of the REC. So you will advise on how do we deal with these ones. I think when we were emphasizing the one country as being a challenge in a regional context, that's where the concern started to arise stronger. Otherwise, from the regional perspective, we do have what we call it an Oceanic States Program for the REC, whereby for us it becomes a window of regionality of these projects, even if they are in distinct nationals, but if they are pushing a common agenda thread of development, we do take cognizance of the regionality dimensions of it. But having said that, really we need guidance from yourselves in terms of how do we deal with the issue of island states, especially in projects like water. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. It's a good question. I'm glad you raised this. I also noticed there's a project from Madagascar, the canal across Tana. Looked at the project and I saw it's in the Oceanic State, SADC Oceanic Master Plan, etc. But this is a question I also, according to you, at the level of SADC, as you know, the SIDS, the Small Island Developing States, have obviously cannot meet the regional criteria, cross-border, etc. So what was decided is that each SID will have one project, will be allocated one project, whereby they can submit one project which doesn't need to qualify to all these regional criteria, etc. So the question is Madagascar. I know in some instances, I don't know, is Madagascar, do you see Madagascar as a SID or is it as part of the continent?
Let it be treated just like all the other island states. So it should be treated as an island state.
Perfect.
It is.
Then in any case, with that, two things, the two sides of the coin. One side is that addresses the problem of that canal project. It can go under the SIDS quota, but then Madagascar could also say that they are not benefiting from, but that doesn't prevent Madagascar from being part of other SADC projects, for example, in the aviation sector, etc. Okay, so let's agree with this. So that project can be treated as the Madagascar SIDS, under the Madagascar SIDS quota. I think that answers the question.
Hi, Krishna.
Yeah, Teach wants to intervene. Yes, go on, Teach.
Yes, I think they could allow them to also submit more than one project, even though one project is going to be selected into the priority list. They should also be able to benefit from that rolling effect, that the priority list will evolve as projects come are executed and get out of the priority list, so that we can then continuously select their projects from their own list. So they will have to submit more than one project.
Agreed, actually. This is what was suggested at Gaborone, in Gaborone. Those who were there, this is what we discussed and agreed that they can submit and they can also indicate the priority among the submission. Christine, you
Krishna, may I come in?
Yes, go on, Christine.
Yes, just to add with your comments about the Dr. Dumisi comments. So the what he said is about the Lesotho water project, the lowlands. It seems at the basic information, it seems like it's like a national project. But you can add also the national project is eligible if the benefits from that project will impact the other regions or the other countries. So at the basic information, you don't have that information about the impact of this project. As he said, maybe on the they can trade it and the country around countries maybe benefits from that project. So let's wait the full details of the project if there that aspect will be considered so that you can make the eligibility of this kind of project.
Exactly. Thank you, Christine, for this.
Can I add to that?
Go on, Abdul.
And,
yes, go on.
And because the description is a transboundary project, that explained that it might be residing in one country, but it transcends that country. But the other thing is, if it's also been submitted by a river basin or a specialized institution that is sort of a, like a regional or a trans-regional body, it also lends credence to that water project not just being a national project.
Yes, agreed. And same like corridor authorities submitting projects or power pools and things like this. You're perfectly right. So if we don't have more hands raised, should we go back to the reviewing the list? Yohamo, please, Shali, please guide me with this because when I show the screen, I can't see this.
Yeah, no problem. Moto had a question and then after him, it's Demzebele.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Krishna. It is in relation to the water projects. It has already been said that a project may be nationally initiated, but with a regional impact. That is one. The second thing is that some projects may be national projects, but which are considered priority projects within a REC.
Mm-hmm.
That's the second part. The last one is that during the preceding webinars, we were encouraged also to try and incorporate issues of COVID-19 response in some of our projects. So I do believe that some of the projects may be initiated nationally, but may have a regional impact or may be priority projects within a REC and may also be responding to COVID-19. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for this. Yes, by all means, actually, the criteria, as you know, the criteria of PDAPAP 2 are very, very generic, very broad, very inclusive, and precisely a lot of these criteria, the gender, jobs, climate, etc., are designed to be inclusive and have a high economic impact. So yes, the flexibility of the criteria and the focus on integrated economic impact, yeah, definitely opens the door for you to adapt, to customize the project to respond to COVID. Post-COVID, actually, to post-COVID recovery measures. So let us maybe run quickly through the list, and then we can you can decide those projects, because we may not have time to run through the 17 in all details. But we already discussed about the data center project, which is validated. These two needs to be completed. There are some critical information missing, so our colleagues will do this. We've seen the Baines hydro project already. And this is the, let's look at this one, the Moshoeshoe International Airport upgrade. This is in the aviation sector. So in this case, we have an air project. Member state is Lesotho, but the beneficiary countries are the surrounding countries. And if you look at the details, it's not yet in the REC master plan. So in this case, we would need to show do we have somebody from the task force about in transport sector? No, maybe they were not connected, but
yes, I'm here.
Who's speaking, please?
Tebo Homnapati from Lesotho, Minister of Transport.
Okay, good. No, I meant the task force, actually. The PIDA task force transport. So maybe you can run, you can guide us through this project if you are the, I guess you are the project owner.
Yeah, I'm additional, I'm a vocal person from Minister of Transport.
Yeah.
And the owner is Mr. Lesupi, Director of Civil Aviation.
Yes, that's it. I can see.
Unfortunately, you could not join us, but yes. I think the information is there, and it was supposed to be. I think one other thing that I need to raise is like, maybe we did not get the whole information, or we do not understand the feeling of the form when it comes to. Because even the document which is attached there shows that this project, it might, like it has been said, it might be originating from Lesotho, but it's going to impact the other countries in the region.
Yeah, you're right. Go on.
Yeah. So the other thing that I was saying, maybe if we knew well in advance, or if we understood the form, we could have like, said the member states which are going to benefit are the same member states who are involved in the project. And one other thing that I've just learned that I need to inform the owner of the project is that those member states which are going to be benefiting from the project should have an agreement. It's not just going to be Lesotho is going to say, I've got this, and it's going to impact the Botswana, South Africa, and this. They should all come together and then agree that this project is going to benefit them.
Yes. This was the point I was trying to raise, because it's not yet in the REC master plan. So to avoid this question further down the line, we would strongly advise you to document this actually. To document, right, to show how this collaboration, how this upgrade is going to benefit, to make the case actually. You need to show the case, to make the case with these beneficiary countries, how, right, for example, in terms of cost, the actual, how do you call that, the landing rights or the airport taxes, right, whatever, or the food. Yes.
And I think they should get the validation of the REC, of SADC.
Yes. Yes,
all right.
To validate the project. And I can understand, because you have local flights from the various different countries.
Yes.
Right. And then you have the beneficiaries, especially the other nationals that are close to Lesotho. Rather than going to OR Tambo, it might be better for them to come through Lesotho and just drive. Yes. And then just drive down and things like that. But all this information should be filtering through.
All right.
And also to get SADC to validate the benefits that the airport is not just Lesotho, but the surrounding.
It's a regional airport. It's supposed to become a regional airport. Yeah, that's it. That's the point you need to make, actually. It needs to come across the document.
Thank you for the information.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
So,
Intervention, Krishna,
yes,
please.
Yes. Go on.
Yeah, this is Gilbert. Eh?
Yes.
Just to say that for international, for airports, each country is entitled to an international airport. And when you put it, it is not only regional, but they can also serve the entire continent, and depending on the flights that come. So usually international airports and ports will serve the entire region.
Yes, yes.
I mean the entire continent.
Yes, agreed. The hinterland,
including for international trade. Yes. Extra continental.
Yes, yes. You're right. The hinterland of the, this is what they call the hinterland in the case of a port, or and same thing for the airport. So the service, the area which is serviced by this airport is definitely beyond. In this case, region. I mean, this is the only key thing you need to prove, that the beneficiary areas are located cross-boundary, actually. It's beyond the borders of Lesotho. This is the whole point Abdu is trying to... Yeah. This somehow needs to show up in the documents through the data, for the feasibility studies, and also for the validation at the REC level. Okay, so do we still have, there's one project from Comoro, obviously in the SIDS category. Is Ben still there? Ben, Dr. Ben, are you still there? From Comoro? I saw he was connected earlier, but I don't know whether he's still there. Okay.
Krishna, is it Ben Omar?
Yeah, Ben, Dr. Ben, yes. Yeah? Is there, Dr. Ben? Thank you for this project. So this will be definitely one of the in the SIDS category. Actually, it's the only one, the first one in the SIDS category. I raised some points earlier with you and your colleagues, so maybe you can upgrade, put some the missing information, and that would complete the project. Okay, so let's move to. Oh la la, I think the problem with, I need to
each time. Krishna, Ben is online, but he is having microphone problems. Moses Tamela would like to raise a question.
Please, go ahead, Moses.
Yes, good afternoon, colleagues.
Yeah.
I want to bring to the attention of the meeting that you may be aware that SADC has the Regional Infrastructure Master Plan. 2012 to 2027. And now we are in the process. I think my colleague maybe should have maybe shared with you the past, I suppose, so that you are reviewing that regional infrastructure master plan. Okay. In that review, we are going to have more projects from member states. So I would like to bring this to attention of the participants from the SADC member state that they have to prepare projects, priority projects, which they wanted to be included in the new regional master plan, so that they, when you update the information on the PDA platform, then this will be also be part of the projects for regional infrastructure master plan. The process is supposed to start this financial year, but because of the COVID-19, things are very slow, but hopefully we'll have something by the end of the financial year. That's the information I want to share with you. Thank you.
Okay. End of the fund. When is the end of the fund? Is that end of June?
Our financial year is April, March.
So
that will be March 2021. Yes, okay. Hopefully. Yes.
So not maybe not in time for, but anything which you can get ready before the 30th of June, or with enough documentation to go as a project, could qualify. Actually, you again, as I said, we have 10 projects per region, but that doesn't mean that you should submit only 10. You can submit 20, 30. I think ECOWAS is planning to submit 50 projects. So the more projects you have in the pipeline, in the long list, then the more reserve projects you have, because then as soon as projects graduate, because don't forget this is a 10-year time frame, and this speed up to is for next 10 years. So as projects graduate towards implementation, financial close, the candidates waiting in the reserve list, in the marking, all projects are marked actually, by the way, are ranked, and the top 10 go in the shortlist, but the 11th and 12th automatically upgrade to the shortlist of 10 as soon as projects graduate to, you know, implementation stage and financial close stage, etc. So don't be limited by this limit of 10 for the shortlist. So let's move in, maybe look at some other projects. You have the Eswatini. I looked at the Eswatini rail link, fairly straightforward regional project that will definitely serve this region, connecting, I think, the port in South Africa to even Mozambique. So typical, very good, actually, regional project. So the contacts are here. And this is the details of the project. Actually, yeah, you can actually see the map here also. So very, very, very good regional project in pre-feasibility stage. So this is definitely, I think, has a good potential.
Krishna, Moto has something to say.
Yes, go ahead, Moto.
Thank you, Krishna. I just want to take us back to the project submission form.
Yes.
Especially in particular on the water projects.
Okay, let's do this. Yeah, go. This is the, yeah. So if you click water, these are the subcategories which appear.
Yeah. Yes, on the subcategories, mm-hmm. I think those subsectors are not exclusive. The subsectors are not exclusive.
You mean they can be cross-cutting?
Yes. So I would propose that the form be modified to allow us to select
multiple choices.
Yes.
That question has been long. There have been long debates on this multiple choice for subsectors. So what was decided? Maybe Christine can help us. I think that I remember Christine, that question was raised. So what I recall was discussed is that we will, you please select the most appropriate, actually, the closest one. And then you can also, you can document, you can say in the rationale, in the description, how this project also cuts across the other dam. For example, multipurpose dam, obviously could be used for irrigation, for power, for leisure, etc. I don't know, for storage purposes, for regulation and all that. Maybe Christine, you want to add something?
Thank you, Krishna. I think that question was raised yesterday also. If you have like multi subsectors on the projects, you can choose the main one on the main subsector, and then also you can choose the order. When you choose on the order, you tick on the order and type the name of the other subsectors under the order. That was the answer yesterday. Thanks.
And Krishna, you can also add to what Christine says, you can also attach the project documents within this thing, then it will help the task force to go through and also identify the other sort of arms of the subsector that it's dealing with. It further lends clarification so that when it's been screened, you can then have more information.
Yes, all right, Abdu, thank you.
Yes, but technically, I must say that at this stage, we don't have, for example, if we do multipurpose and other, we need to implement this. This is not yet there. We need to add this functionality that if you click, for example, multipurpose, you should also be able to click other and add the dimension here. But let's see for transport. Yeah, actually, this would apply to, this is a good point. This could apply to all the sectors, actually, energy. In all the sectors, we have other subsector, but it's a mutually exclusive. You can't click two. So other should be compatible with any subsector, and then you can document. That's a very good suggestion, actually. So I will talk to our FM to see how we can add this functionality so that you can then customize further the subsector. That's a very good point. Okay, well noted.
Or Chris, Krishna.
Yes.
Instead of other,
yeah,
you can tell him if you do a subsector to make a remarks column so that you can put remarks associated with that subsector.
But there is. In other, every time they click other, there is, it's there. This is the box they type the remarks.
No, they but type that's whatever. What I'm,
it's yeah, already there. That part is there. But what is not there is the radio button. It's for the moment it's a radio button. You can only click one of them. They need to be able to put other with something else.
Yeah,
that needs to be added. Good. Should we move back to the list of projects? Yeah. So project submission. Proposed projects. Okay, so we have these very standard regional projects. Zizabona transmission. Maybe Tish, you want to say something about this? You want us to go through the Zizabona transmission power?
No, it's fine. For Zizabona, it's okay because I think it's also in the in the sub plan.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah,
it's in the ID or IDMP.
IDMP. Yes.
Yeah, it's very clear cut. Documentation is there. It's in pre. It's actually in structuring phase, so it's a straightforward project. SAP market. So this is one of the classical, very straightforward projects. Yeah.
Yeah, but my question on energy is that they. SAD exterior some energy project from Peter Pap 1, which we still require some support. So yeah. The question to SADC is, would they want those to be carried forward? And then the second thing is the INGA. It's an Agenda 2063 project. So,
yeah.
But I don't see any provision. Any submission so far related to the transmission lines from INGA? Maybe it's one thing that the SADC may have to consider as well.
Yes, very, very.
And also the last one.
Yeah.
The last one is if you can scroll down.
This is the list.
HEP. Let's go to project number 17.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Project number 17, is this the Stiglas-Coch project? And if it former Stiglas-Coch project, and if it is, our understanding was that this project had secured some funding. So it will be useful at least to get to understand where the project is. And the project developer had already been identified for the project. This is our understanding. So, but we just need clarification, yes.
Yeah, so it says Stiglas-Coch feasibility stage. The developer is Professor Praxedis Domba Tanescu.
All right, I'll write him an email.
Yeah, please, follow
up. Just to get clarification on that.
Yeah, because there's very little information on the submission in the strategic alignment. It's just
excuse me.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Krishna.
Yes, go on. Who's introduce? Introduce yourself, please.
Okay. No, I'm Jonas. I'm the water expert for.
The EU expert. Yeah, go on, Jonas. Yeah, Jonas.
Okay. So I have the first-hand information about this project.
Go on, please. Please go on.
So it is under construction. They are building the cofferdams for the powerhouse. The powerhouse has already been designed. So the contractor is Arab contractors. The Sinohydro is there. SMEC is also there. So I was involved in the hydrology project, in the hydrology review. In the design of the tailways, and the design of drainage. So it is up and running. So feasibility is already over. detailed design is already undergoing. Construction is already undergoing. And luckily, I know Prediska Ndumba. I know him. He was my classmate.
Okay.
We have also worked together in Tanzania.
Could you please assist actually with what Tish just said? Please write to them and try to understand because this person, the professor, ask him about the financials actually, because he said project financials, $4.2 billion. So is this already secured?
Yeah, I mean, yes.
It's secured.
No, part of it is secure. So what happened is they have secured about $342 million.
Okay.
They have also secured a guarantee for the other component.
Okay.
So
what is really required actually? So Yunus, please assist with this. Please
document. I'll assist. Okay.
So they need to document. They
have several documents.
But they need to upload actually. Yeah, please. They need to
okay. Krishna.
Yes,
I know a lot about projects ongoing in Africa. For example, heard a project about. Yeah, so.
It's okay, Yunus. No, it's good. Yeah. It's good. So please, for this specific case, write to the professor. Try to explain to him that what needs to come out of the documents here is the real state. Obviously, it's not in feasibility stage. It's not at all.
I know for sure.
So please correct this. Work with him so that he puts the correct status, which is probably project structuring stage or something like this. And then he needs to document.
It's under construction.
Yeah. Fair enough. But all this needs to show up, the real status, the real latest documents, what exactly he's looking for. So probably he can say the total cost is calculated to this, mobilized to date is so much, and they're requesting. So this needs to show up actually in the submission. Okay, so
one more.
Yes, go on.
Just one more.
Go on.
There is one project on Lesotho lowland water supply.
Yes, we can go to that. Yeah, just slowly.
Yeah, I was also involved in that project.
Okay.
I would like to ask the focal point. Are you referring to Hololo, Holotsa, and Makhaling rivers development project?
Wait, I got.
I just want to ask the focal point.
Let's go to the project. Yeah, wait.
Hi, Krishna.
Hi.
Yes, I just want to respond to the question that has just been raised.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the dams or the rivers that are referred to,
mm-hmm.
they are part of, they are just a component of the scheme. Thank you.
You mean you're referring to project number 17 or which one, or the lowlands?
The lowlands.
Ah,
it was the lowlands project. Yeah. Okay.
So is it this one? Is it this one?
The one. Yeah.
Yes.
So we can add more information to this project.
Ah, please.
The focal point allows.
Please.
Yeah.
Definitely.
The focal point allows. Yeah. And it has an impact on South Africa, by the way. So it should be Lesotho in South Africa. Because the South Africans are very much interested in this project as well.
Okay, so Mr. Motoho, please, you are the contact point. So
yes,
please.
I mentioned that for this project, I'm still updating the information.
So it's still in draft. That's why it's indicated as draft. Yeah, obviously. This is said some, as soon as some critical information is missing, it will show as draft. So it's still a work in progress. Okay, we'll have a look later. Okay, so let us go back to the list. I think in the second part, there's some projects we didn't see here. So we've looked at the last one. This is rehabilitation. We looked at it. The port rehabilitation. This is a small project, actually. Yes, this is a good one. Let's have a look at this. So it's a very small project. It's a port on the Kalemie River at the mouth of Lake Tanganyika. and the cost is indicated as this. So my question, maybe I don't know whether we have anybody from this project. This is, I guess, only the feasibility study cost, the $0.86 million. When you put the project financial as low as this, it cannot be the actual project cost. Do we have the Jules Bazubiga? I guess he's not connected. Anyway, we will need to, the SADC, because it's under SADC, so we will need the SADC transport person, transport focal point to liaise with the with Jules Bazubi and try to, you know, to because you will need to, you will have to validate this. So to validate this, you will have to go through the project and then check some of the information given. One of the questions I which struck me here was this low figure. It cannot be the actual project cost for a port.
So sorry, Krishna. Yes. Edvan on the on yes. the line. I just wanted to find out. So for that financial cost, what you require there is the total cost, that is the actual construction cost plus the project preparation costs. The total, yes. that's what you need there.
Exactly. We need to understand what it is. You can actually break it down. You can say it's $50 million. And then you can say it's 40 for construction plus 10 or 5 for project management and monitoring or whatever, design and project management fees or whatever it is. So you just put it there. Then at least we know what this figure means. Because here, for example, in this case, we I looked even at the fish, at the documentation, the information is not available. So that is an example of where we need to talk to the person and clarify this before we validate, before you validate, actually.
Noted.
The other projects are... So, okay, then we have this Luapula Hydro Project, which is fairly straightforward. I looked at it. The Luanda Kinshasa fiber optic is also fairly complete project. I had a look. This is the canal we just discussed for Madagascar, SIDS. And this is the Mozambique Tanzania transmission interconnector. Okay, I think we're done with the 17 projects. We agreed on what needs to be done. So you have a good idea now at the national focal point level, at the country level, what we're looking for in terms of projects, the type of justification we need to demonstrate the regional character of the project, at the REC level, what kind of validation you need to be able to validate the project. Should we move now to, unless there are other questions in the chat box or hands raised, Shali, we can move, we will plan to move to the next last part of the, yeah?
Krishna, this is Dr. Dawala speaking. This ICT projects is merged, the one for Lesotho, the enabling the data center and the e-government are one project, or they will still appear two projects?
At this stage, there are, I can see two lines. One is the phase data one. Center. Yeah, phase one, which is what we said is the nearly completed one, etc. And then there's phase two, which is the is still in draft form. So maybe we can hear from Kiba. Kiba is there, yeah. Go on, Kiba.
Yes, this one, the phase two is yet to be started because we have just secured some funding to study. So probably by next year, January, it will be started, maybe.
Okay. So what is needed here, Kiba, maybe Dr. Dafala, you can assist them with this. Try to document what is missing to complete this draft is the estimated cost for the phase two. How much, you know, what exactly you want to do and what is the estimated cost. And then you will see, for example, the status is not indicated. So the system detects that the
yeah.
A mandatory field is missing and flags the project as draft. So as soon as you complete all the mandatory fields, it will no longer be in draft status, but it will be in work in progress status. So please try to complete this. Maybe Dr. Dafala can assist you if you have technical questions or require some assistance. So Dr. Dafala is part of the network of EU non-key experts. We have four experts. I think in the beginning I saw the four. Maybe we can introduce them. I don't know whether we heard about Younes is the water expert. He's based in
Ayesi is the transport expert there.
Sorry, who is the Gilbert?
Mr. Maiti, Gilbert Maiti.
Gilbert.
Actually, Krishna.
Yes.
I think they should be introduced to the RECs, and then the RECs should virtually talk to their member states if they need assistance.
Yes.
Then it's channeled to you. But yes. The other thing I want to ask is, this second phase project, is it anything to do with backbone? Because I see it's the fiber they're talking about. Is it related to the backbone in Lesotho?
Yes, but although I would say that it's just a small part of that backbone that we'll be trying to implement in order to improve this internet penetration to the rural areas.
Yes, it should come out. It should be highlighted because we also wanting the last mile and access to rural areas. So it further lends credence to your project when it comes to screening.
But
when I say something, Abdu, actually what Abdu said is very, my name is Rushola, it's very important because we need to connect the experts to the different groups. So that, and then some of the countries that we are able to identify need support, for example, transboundary water sector, then we can connect the experts to them. Gilbert was going to do it last week. I believe he's still going to do it, but it's so important. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Lushula. We have written actually to the RECs about this in the past, but I think some of the experts were not yet on board at that time. So now I think all the four experts are here. So let us maybe take a few minutes. So we've heard Younes actually from the water expert. He intervened in one of the projects. Dr. Dafala, based in Sudan, will intervene just now, and he can assist to try to fine tune. We also have Gilbert Maiti. I think you're based in Kenya. He is. Yes, Gilbert can assist with transport sector, any transport sector. And we have Mr. Engedashu. He's still connected. I can see him. Mr. Engeda, are you there?
Yes, I am listening, Krishna.
So Mr. Engeda is the energy expert. So if you need any some form of assistance on a specific issue, on a project, and how to document it, how to meet the criteria, please don't hesitate to contact us directly, or you also have all the REC focal points have actually their contacts. And
Krishna,
yes.
Can I also spin the coin? If our experts can also look at the submissions,
yes,
and also proactively contact the project owners to try and help them in terms of further refining the submission.
This can be done definitely like we're doing right now, but is also I must also inform you that there is a formal process. The task force now is meeting regularly. And we have already prepared a matrix of all submitted projects. There was 47 at that time, and we've allocated names against each project. So there will be dedicated sectoral experts and task force members to look at screening of projects as soon as that is validated by the chair of the task force, which is the bank, the African Development Bank. Mike Salahu and his team, as soon as they validate that list, this will be formalized, and then that will happen on a very formal basis. So the expert will then we will write to you, say this is the expert allocated to this sector. But again, this is a very good suggestion, Abdu. Nothing prevents the our experts from connecting, having a look at the projects, and if they see things where they can contribute, like Jonas said, he has information, please come up, come on board, and feel free to contact. You can also contact any one of these focal points or project owners directly. The website, the emails are there. You write to them, or you can post a comment on the project comment page there, and they can then respond to this. So definitely a mixed process is going on, the formal process where specific people are allocated to projects, but the also informal where we invite everybody to be very flexible, to raise, to contribute where they have information and where they can help member states and RECs to improve the projects.
Krishna?
Yes, Christine, go on.
Yeah. Is that mean those experts also could help the project owner to pack their projects, like to meet the criteria? Because yes, there is some projects from EGAD. You remember last time they would like to submit some projects, but they need the help from us how to pack it and to answer the criteria that you defined for the process. Maybe you can make in contact with the water expert. You also could help them. Maybe that's my question.
Yes. Jonas, actually,
if I may.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, I want to, Jose Luis. Yes, I want to insist that, you know, we have these four experts, they are available, and the inception, the tensor reference and inception. So, you know, maybe of meeting with Krishna and others, we can discuss more about how to structure this. But it would be very helpful to have some kind of a structured way to ask for support, both for the member states, the regions, and the project sponsors. But they are available. That's the main message. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, Jose. As I said, the structured way is already being prepared. I have already established a list of specific experts intervening. I've suggested to the task force chair. They are validating this. This should be out in this week, actually, tomorrow, today, whatever. So as soon as this is out, then this is the formalized allocation of experts, time, etc., to the projects for screening. But before even screening, actually, we're talking about here the preparatory phase, actually, improving the quality, submission, etc. That is another activity, which happens on a demand basis, actually. This is on demand, and we take note of EGAD, and EGAD is actually today, like yesterday and tomorrow, they're having their webinar. But unfortunately, some of us attended, but it was so long and that it clash with our webinar yesterday, so I had to log off. Very interesting presentations. I was very impressed by the list of projects. And I think as from tomorrow, once they show this, they validate this, we will be in a better position we'll have the list, actually. We will know their list of priority projects, and then we can zoom in and try to assist them. And we will also formalize this, that they can also make a formal request for assistance to us. We've already communicated this to all REC focal points, but probably you're right. We need now to formalize that. Now that we have the four experts on board, we need to reinforce this and formalize it. Okay, so I think that completes that item of the agenda, which is review the list. Now, I think that, yes. Edvan has raised hands. Yes. Go on, Edvan. Yeah.
Thank you, Krishna. I just wanted to give us clarification on the validation process, because it has to be done by the RECs. Is a deadline for that. We also have to validate all the projects by the 30th of June. Is my understanding correct?
Yes, perfectly, definitely, actually. The cutoff date, actually, and this is why we encourage you strongly not to wait the 30th of June, actually, because the process has started on our side. We said we will not wait for screening, for example. We will not wait for 30th of June, and this is why it's very helpful if some of these projects, which you feel are fairly complete, and we've seen out of the 17, probably 10 of them are already okay, actually. There's nothing much you can add to these projects. Everything is there, it's complete, it meets all the eligibility criteria. So please go ahead, like ECOWAS has done. ECOWAS, they've already validated five projects, actually, are green, if you have a look. So they have, you can go on validate, that would help us then to zoom into this, to finish our screening of these projects. And yes, definitely, to answer your question, 30th of June is for you also, for the validation also.
Okay, as a follow-up, we've seen that there's a low submission of projects from member states. So we want to take a proactive approach where, for some projects where we have information, we're going to do the submissions ourselves for those projects that we have enough information, which means that then we will do the submission and validation ourselves.
Perfect.
Which is still okay, right?
Perfectly okay, as long as the member state is aware. So what ECOWAS did, what Chris Appiah did, for example, he wrote to his member states. So he said they have already a long list. They have a list of 52 projects, actually. And all member states know these projects. They are in the master plans. Probably ECOWAS is one of the most advanced recs in Africa. But still, he wrote to them and informed them that we plan to submit XYZ project. And then they wrote back and say, yes, please go ahead. And they, ECOWAS is doing it. So there is this dialogue happening between them. But yes, you are right. If you should actually prompt this, you can actually activate this. And once the member state says, okay, please go ahead, we have no issues, then you can do this. You can submit and validate. That's perfectly all right. This is what ECOWAS is doing.
Thank you.
Good. Thanks. Now, Edvan, maybe this is where you, your colleagues at SADC and the member states who are connected can now, maybe the floor, I need to now to leave the floor to you. The last part is about what else are we planning in the pipeline? I mean, apart from these 17 projects, which we will complete, validate, etc., what are the other projects which are ready, which can be submitted? Do we, and then what we could do actually is to, if what you could do is really to communicate, to use this platform to live actually very, very, because everybody's here on board, experts are here, we are here, etc. So we can use this very, very efficiently to say, okay, these are the 4, 5, 6, or 10 projects we are planning in the process, and then we then allocate the responsibilities that for project X, we would like member state Y, so-and-so to be given national focal point, and then we note it, we do it, and he goes ahead and does his project, but then he may need some help from an expert, then the expert gets in touch. So this is what this is my suggestion. So what maybe now, maybe you can guide us on what you just mentioned about some projects already, and then you can we get an idea of numbers or sectors or actual projects?
Okay, before I come in, and yes, maybe there's a question before I come in.
Yes.
I have a comment. I think it is important for Director and all the focal points to update the projects as soon as possible, and if there is any document as proposed before, they attach it so that when we work on it, we can align it and then we send it back to them for submission formally.
Yes, Dr. Dafala, this is a very good point actually, because time is of the essence. And don't forget, we are already 3rd of June, and time flies, you know, time is going on very fast. Don't leave try to front load, actually. This is our advice, our request, actually, our humble request. Please, if you have information, just put it there, upload it. Because once it's uploaded, it's visible. I mean, if you have some arguments, some additional information, and if you wait till the last time, then we cannot add value. We means the task force, we don't see it. The experts don't see it. And as soon as when people see the information, then they can comment on it, they can add value. Very good point, actually, Dr. Lapala. So please, we urgently request you to front load, actually, to fast track this process. Whatever you have, whatever documents, whatever reports, please upload it. Try to complete the missing mandatory fields to remove project from draft status. And so that then we can spend time, actually, quality time to add value to the projects. Because don't forget, 30th of June is the cutoff date. We've already extended by nearly 2 months, actually. The initial deadline was 30th of April. But we cannot put too many things on the back of COVID, you know. COVID, this is a tendency. We tend to say it's COVID-19. But I think a lot of things can be still be done, front loaded, and then so that we can spend time improving the quality and reviewing the projects and not be really, you know, in a rush at the last minute. So this is my request. So Edvan, over to you. Maybe can you guide us in what you have in mind in terms of, you know, plan new projects?
Yes, before I mention that, I wanted Kafuta, if he's still on the line. So I think he had some questions on some transport projects that they're doing under the Lobito Corridor. I want him to come in and ask his questions, unless he's all right and doesn't have any question. Kafuta.
Thank you, Evan. Most of the parts were answered. However, I just wanted to find out. I'm looking after the Lobito Corridor, which transfers to DRC, Angola, and Zambia. And I'm glad to see that one of the projects for Kolwezi has actually been uploaded. So I do know there's an infrastructure shortage in terms of the Zambian side, as well as part of Angola towards Zambia, so from Luwa to Jimbe. So I wanted to find out, there's already been some sort of financing that's been put in place to start off the project in terms of road development. Is there room for to actually request for more funding, or in terms of if we were to put a project in to say finalize what is actually missing? For instance, the distance between Luwa to Jimbe has not been addressed. And the distance from Mwendelunga to Jimbe as well, that is also not in there. Is there, I just want to find out how I could actually guide the member state on how they could put these projects in. Thank you.
Okay. I didn't get the, were you referring to a project which is already there, or is it something new, completely new?
No, one of the projects that's already there.
Which one?
I think is Kolwezi. I think you can see the
Kolwezi. Right. Yeah. This is the one I tried to load. Yeah. Kolwezi Dilolo, yes. Railway access.
Yes. So that is under looking for, but that's under the Lobito Corridor.
Ah. Okay. Okay.
Yes. So I'm looking at all the three member states that are involved in terms of infrastructure. Angola, yes. There's just a little bit part, a small part left to join with Zambia. I think DRC, Angola has already it requires rehabilitation. Then on the Zambian side, it actually requires a full development of the rail line, and that is from Chingola to Jimbe, then Jimbe to Lua in Angola. So my question was, there's already phases that have already started. How do I how do we make this more what would I say? There's missing parts.
Okay, perfect. This is a very good question, actually. Filling the gaps, missing part, actually. And this
Krishna. Krishna. Can we also find out whether it's part of the pilot for the high speed? Is it included in the high speed railway?
Okay. I need to check this
because that's a continental project. Yes,
the one of the flagships. Yeah, I will check with Placid. Yes. Placid okay. Baji.
Chris, can I make some comment on that?
Yes, go on.
Yes, if I understand what Mr. Kaputa is asking, is it's the, you know, the Lobito corridor as a rail link that comes all the way to Ndola through Dilolo and Lubumbashi.
Okay.
But the Zambians would love to like a second link, put a second link that passes through the Western province, I mean the Northwestern, which joins directly through Angola without going through DRC. That is a project that has actually been talked on for a long time.
Okay.
And it is not featured here.
Yes.
As part of the entire, you know, Lobito, it's only the Congolese part which has been provided.
Okay.
So in that case, I believe Zambia could also put that link, which passes through the Zipani, and then joins the Lobito, which is the Benguera Railway. Within Angola itself.
Okay, so it has to be a new project, actually. So
yes.
So in that case, Gilbert, I would ask you kindly if you have some contacts, if you know the contacts persons in Zambia, you mentioned they would love to have this missing link. Yes. And if you can then get in touch with them and talk to the SADC, also the SADC transport focal point, and try to see if you can come up with a missing link, that missing project. And is it in the SADC master plan already?
It is in the SADC master plan, yes. And
Krishna, can they also check whether it's part of the high speed pilot project?
Yes. The high speed train network project. Yeah. I will check at the AUC level with my colleague Placid and Raisa whether this is part of the high speed project. Okay, I'll do this. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Go on.
I want to ask because there is a question raised about Kalemi Port in DRC. Okay. I want to ask a focal point because there is a study done on the Lukuga barrage, whether that study has been done or not, because that meant for Lake Tanganyika to save the lake and even to increase the level of the water there. Because the problem in the lake is that there is a fabrication and there is a water going to Congo River every time the level goes down of the river and leaving the ports up there. So you need to look for the shifting the equipment of the port and so on. But there is a study done on the Kuga barrage so that they have a dam there and that dam controls the water flowing to Congo River, and that will keep the level of the lake steady for the ports to be on the same levels. And that problem actually is affecting all the ports in Tanzania and in Zambia and even Bujumbura.
Okay, so I think this is really, thank you, Dr. Dafala. I think you're from the ICT, but I can see you have a very good knowledge of this. So I would invite maybe Gilbert and Younes, the water and transport experts, to have a look at this, maybe talk among yourselves. And if you...
But I think it has to come from the countries.
Yes,
because
yes,
the countries are the one to initiate that one.
Exactly.
And we have some information we can supply it later on if they come up.
So, this is very interesting. Yes, this is a very interesting process, actually. You just described the process. So you know there's an opportunity. You are the experts. You know that this is an opportunity. You flagged it. Now, the next step, you and your colleagues, transport, water, etc., you need to establish some contacts with the, first of all, the member state, the focal points at the level of the member states, raise this point, see whether there's an interest. And this is the whole point of the country ownership, actually. If the country doesn't see this as a top priority or necessity for them, then we cannot push with this. Actually, obviously, there needs to be a demand. We can only intervene on a demand basis. We cannot push through the system. So if there's an interest, then we proceed to the next step, which is talking to the RECs and try to see how the RECs will validate this and whether it's in the master plan. If it's not, whether there's agreement among the countries, and then step by step proceed towards a submission, which is then a submission, a joint submission or by a number of countries in the BIDAPAP 2 process. Yeah, that's a very good point. Thank you.
Chris, just for further information on that.
Yeah.
The badge, the Lukuga badge is actually submitted by four countries as a project. It's submitted by Burundi, Tanzania, Zambia, and DRC.
Yes.
Now, the port in the Karemi, and until we see what is in the fish, because the Karemi is actually the second largest, port after the Kigoma and the Bujumbura.
So we would
have to see what is in the what they are requesting for, even the rehabilitation of the
port
of Karemi.
Yeah.
That there will be several those projects, but also the barrage itself, which is actually a multi-country project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had a look at the...
I want to interfere here, but Mr. Maite, I think I remember there is a time Tanzania talked about Kigoma port, that the level of the water has gone down and the facilities of the port are still up. So this is a problem why the four countries look at how to sort the main problem of having the barrage constructed, which is not really a big investment that countries can really raise it, or with some financial institutions and so on.
Yeah.
Well, of course, if the four of them, there would be a stronger case if they put that project, not just calling it Karemi, but the Lukuga barrage. If they put it
both a
navigation and a water project.
Yes.
Okay. But I'm
Krishna, may I propose that, because we have other meetings that are coming up in the next few minutes, may I propose that we take it up with DRC? I think that submission of the Karemi project came from DRC with the project context to see how the project can be enhanced.
With
the comments that are coming on the floor.
No problem,
Yes, and maybe coming also to your last point on how we proceed. In 2019, we had a meeting with SADC member states and looked at the regional infrastructure development master plan projects, and we did get some project fishes for member states that did participate. And like earlier mentioned, we also then developed a contact list for all the sectors to help us
then develop the short-term action plan too for the Regional Infrastructure Development Master Plan, which Mr. Nklamene mentioned earlier on that we are about to review, so that we look at 2020 to 2027 projects. Where we also then did develop terms of reference for the new phase of the master plan. So we then anticipate new projects to come in, and of course those that have already been constructed will then follow the list of the master plan projects. So based on that the fact that we have space to push in more projects and not really concentrate on the 10 that are going to be selected, and on your guidance that this is a revolving process for 10 years where you could then still pick from that list. Our thinking is then to get some of those projects that then were discussed at that meeting and then submit them. But then with your guidance, we'll involve SADC member states to get clarity from them, or go ahead to give us permission that we then submit those projects under this platform. I must say maybe the challenge has been this COVID-19, where people are working from home, so it has been quite difficult for member states to do this process. So we have a limited amount of time, but we'll see how best we can manage to do that. So I think Tish mentioned the INGA 3 and talked about the transmission components with regards to that. We drafted an MOU that looks at the transmission corridor for the INGA 3, but we have to, it's still in the initial stages that we feel we are yet to even constitute a joint technical team that will look at this project. And that MOU hasn't yet been signed by all the five member states. So Mr. Nklamene might come in on this one. So it's a project that we feel we have limited information to try and submit it under the PDAP 2 for now. And but for the other projects, like I said, we're going to look at our workshop in 2019 and look at the projects that we have and see which ones we can then submit, of course, in discussions with our SADC member states. But there's also a question that always comes up, that some member states are here. They will also want to know, after the submission, validation, what next? After the adoption by the heads of states, what next? Maybe some of these things is what you could also highlight and give more information on before we close. And yes. Maybe if there are other member states that also have a few questions, maybe we can allow 10 minutes or so that we can finally close and and respond to those questions. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Edvan. So I see Aziz has raised hands. We'll come to you, Aziz, in a minute. I would just like to show you that there is a session plan on single electricity market, sustainable access to electricity. It will be in the week, either 16th or 18th. We'll communicate to you as soon as we have the final date. So in that session, definitely, we will have the EU experts. There's another EU team, the EU TAF team, working on this, on two things, on a master plan for transmission network across connecting all the power pools and on the single electricity market. So that would be very relevant, actually, for that discussion on the INGA transmission. To answer your question, what next after the heads of states meeting? This is the first political level validation. Then the PDAP process, the portfolio of projects go to the next institution, which is AUDA. Maybe I will let our colleagues from AUDA who are present here comment on this and the tools. They have a number of different tools which they use to to upgrade, to study feasibility studies, etc. Maybe Abdou, you want to intervene. And then finally, the ultimate objective is for these projects to reach bankability, financial close, to attract finance for implementation. Do you want to say something, Abdou, on the implementation stage? Or Tish?
Abdou can go ahead. You can go ahead, Abdou. And then I'll add once we are done.
Well, yes, we'll take the projects after the screening, and then after it's already been sort of accepted by the summit, by the head of states. We're still following the same process in terms of PDAPAP 1. And from that process, we'll then start working with the RECs. At the moment, there's a demand study that's been done by AUC, and that's all part of the process. We'll be developing a strategy in terms of an implementation strategy to help projects move forward. We already have some experts on board, like Jose is one of the experts who's on board, who will be also working within this process. Then we have Teach, myself, you have other Christine, you have Eunice, you have other sector experts within the whole process. And like we did before, we also had REC experts who were stationed within the RECs. And these will form a collective sort of a team to both enhance capacity within the RECs and also help member states move their projects, both in terms of project preparations. And we have a number of different instruments within Outer NEPAD. The SDM is also there to help project preparation. And we have the CBN and other instruments that will help the implementation and move preparation and also the structuring and leading to financial close for all these projects that have been prioritized within the regions. Teach.
Mm. Thank you, Abdul, for that comprehensive outline of what happens next. So in addition to the strategies that Abdul has mentioned, the African Development Bank is also working on a financing strategy. And this will detail how we will finance some of the projects, but also the work that we will be doing to push these projects towards financial close. And just to mention also two other instruments that we are working, that we have been developing over the years. The first one is the PDA quality label, which assists us in structuring projects, particularly throughout the project preparation cycle. And then the second one is that we have a PDA service experts pool, which helps us in packaging, in preparing these projects. So those are some of the interventions that we will be using to make sure that we provide support to member states, but through the RECs, so that at least we then push these projects forward. But that the implementation plan will then provide a lot more details than for at least to provide guidance to all going forward. So we are in the process of developing that, and then we'll consult with everyone involved so that we get your inputs in developing these strategies. Thank you. Thank you, Krishna.
Thank you, Tish. Maybe Aziz, go on. I mean, you have raised your hand for some time now. Please, go on, Aziz. We listen to you.
Thanks, Krishna. Well, to present myself, I'm Aziz. I'm the project manager of the EU-funded project which is supporting the PDAPAP 2 process, technical assistance to the African Union, ISM. Just to confirm what just Jose Luis has said, is that our four experts, which are Jonas, Dr. Ngedaseo, Gilbert, and also Dr. Abu Sofyan Dafalla, that they are here to support all the RECs during all the phases of the PDAPAP 2, the submission to the screening, and also supporting also all the process of the PDAPAP 2. And just with Krishna, that we should, I think that we should, what meant José Luis to structure is to find the right channel of communication with all the focal points, with all the recs, which will be a big challenge for our four experts. And this webinar is a first, it was a good opportunity to present our four experts and to for our colleagues and to present them and to show that they exist, they are here to support you and they will support you is the first and the main important task of their assignment is support you during all the phases of the PIDA part two. Thanks.
Yes, thank you, Aziz. Actually, we will, with the minutes of meeting, with this short report for with this, we will circulate also the. We will make a brief, maybe a brief presentation of the experts. But then I also highlighted the two ways of assistance. One is all the experts can actually go on the website and have a look at the projects and detect opportunities actually on a proactive basis, detect opportunities for value addition or new projects or filling the gaps. And then this is the first way on a proactive basis. The second way is either the member states or the RECs make a request. We need help in this specific sector for this specific project. Then we allocate the expert. Or the third way, and the third way is the task force experts assisting the task force for screening, actually. These are, I would say, the three ways the experts would intervene. Thank you. Shali, any outstanding questions in the chat box or unanswered questions?
I see Aziz has his hands raised. But anyway,
but we just listened. Aziz, do you want to say something?
No, nothing. I will.
Yeah. You can lower the hands. Yeah. So, any other outstanding questions or unanswered questions in the chat box, or anything members would like to raise? Last minute, last comment, closing remarks, and suggestions.
No, Krishna, there's no comments in the chat box.
Okay, good. So I think as Edvan said, members have other commitments. So I think we should close here because we've already gone beyond the, like 15 minutes beyond the allocated time. So unless there are any other burning comments or issues, we would like to close the meeting for today. Thank you very much. We had like 35 or more participants. We still have 33 participants now, which is very good actually. This is a very good participation, very active. And we see now we have moved actually in the third phase, in the, I would say, more active phase where we're not only zooming on the actual projects, but the experts are coming on board. We're seeing some like cross-fertilization of ideas between experts and member states and RECs, which is very good actually, very good value addition to the process. And we would like, we still have like 3 weeks, a little more than 3 weeks left till the end of the submission. This is the window for doing this phase because after the 30th of June, we will go in the next phase. This is analyzing what has been submitted. And if it's not documented there, we will not see. Okay, we would like to really have a sharp cutoff date of 30th of June. It is a sharp cutoff date, so we invite all of you to improve the projects, to upload whatever you have as soon as possible, so that it becomes visible, we can comment, we can improve on it, we can detect maybe mistakes or things that needs to be corrected, and then we can have very good quality projects within the SADC region. Okay, so thank you all, and I think our colleagues from SADC had to leave for the meeting, so from the PIDA PAP2 AUC, AUDA colleagues and SADC, we thank you all for the participation and the experts from EU technical assistance team. Thank you for your participation and your assistance. And we look forward to see you next week. And as you see from the from the presentation next week, we're going to focus on the English and French version of the financing strategy. So all those who had questions about where to get finance, please make sure you connect to either one of these sessions next week, so that you can benefit from African Development Bank presentations and knowledge and expertise. So we invite you all to join us next week for the financing thematic webinar. Okay, so thank you again, and looking forward to see you in the remaining thematic webinars. And then don't forget, we can always connect anytime. Don't hesitate to send your queries, questions. You don't need to wait for webinars. You can anytime raise queries, questions through emails or through the chat function of the website. Thank you.
Thank you, Krishna.
Yeah.
Thank you, Krishna. Bye.
Thank you, Dr. Krishna.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Krishna. Thank you, everybody. Bye. Have a nice day. Thank bye.
Thank you very much, bye. And bye.
Bye.
Shade Rose, hi.
Hi.
Hello, Madam Olushola. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Georgia, we'll see you. Okay, bye.
See you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.